we're going to learn how to recognize our own problems. And you think, well, that's pretty easy. I know what my problems are already. Therein lies the difficulty. We think that we know how to recognize our own problems. What we're going to learn tonight is that we don't actually know how to recognize our own problems. Do you know, someone who recognizes their own problems correctly and knows where their problems are coming from can reduce and eventually cease all their problems. So until we are such a person, I think we have a lot to learn. So think to yourself, how wonderful, I'm going to learn how to recognize my problems correctly. Because up until now, I've been recognizing my problems incorrectly. So we just take a common difficulty. Your computer's not working. So normally we go running to someone. Normally they're like 12, 15, sometimes younger than that. And you say, I have a problem. I have a problem. I have a problem. My computer's not working. That happens us. So take anything. Your car won't start. And you go running back into the house and you say to whoever's there, I've got a problem. The car won't start. Just that language shows that we don't know how to recognize our own problems correctly. So we're going to learn from Buddha. We're going to learn from an enlightened being how to correctly, like with laser-sharp wisdom, how to correctly recognize our own problems. Then we're going to find out where our problems are coming from and apply the remedy. If you do those three things, something wonderful will happen. Your problems will diminish. They will diminish and diminish and diminish until you have none. You will have solved all your own problems. You will have solved all your human problems. A person who has solved all their problems becomes uniquely qualified to help others solve theirs. Hence, these instructions are appearing for everybody. So we need to test them. If we use them, we'll find out that they are true. So I'm reading from, we haven't got very far, we're on page 5, from the preliminary explanation. We should understand that our problems do not exist outside ourself. So please listen carefully, because something wonderful is going to happen. We're all going to learn how to recognize our problems correctly. So we should understand that our problems do not exist outside ourself. but are part of our mind. So we should understand, because we don't understand this. Why would we say when our computer isn't working, I have a problem? Why would we say when our car isn't working, I have a problem? So our problems, we need to understand, our problems do not exist outside ourself. They are part of our mind. So what part? Our mind has many parts. What part of our mind can be correctly identified as our problem? We should understand our problems do not exist outside of ourself, but are part of our mind that experiences unpleasant feelings. So our mind has three main experiences: pleasant feelings, which we can recognize as happiness, unpleasant feelings, which we can recognize as problems, and neutral feelings, which we recognize as neither happiness or problems, just neutral. So the part of our mind that experiences unpleasant feelings is our problem, or are our problems. So what does that mean practically? It means when we experience, so what would examples of unpleasant feelings be? Unhappiness, painful feeling here. Unhappiness, painful feeling, depression, discouragement, disappointment, anger. These are unpleasant feelings. They are our problem. They are our problem. They are our problem. This is recognizing our problems correctly.